This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Your official home to talk New York sports is WFAN. Call us anytime at 888-808-1019. The Fan, 1019 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Inside the 1 o'clock hour, March 1 on the Fan. Just crazy how time flies. It's already March. Welcome into March Madness. Welcome into the rest of the combine. Basketball and, you know, NBA starts to wind down. The NFL, the new league year starts. We're pushing into warmer weather and daylight savings time, open mic time. So, a few things, open mic time, before we get into the different sports things. I mean, coming up this week, I will have, I think, almost 4 5-hour shows. So Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday, every other day, you'll get me at night, 7 to midnight on Monday, on Wednesday, on Friday, and then Sunday, I'll do a special show from like 3:30 to 8. So looking forward to that. Definitely going to book some guests. Definitely going to test drive some segments as we get closer to baseball season and adding new segments. I've played around with a few. Big Shot will come back. We're going to have somebody else sponsor it, but we'll do the Big Shot of the night awarding, like the player of the night, whoever had the best performance. I guess we could give it to OG and Anobi tonight. I would give it to OG. He had the big shot, literally was the big shot, had the big shot late. So it would be OG for a night like tonight. Looking forward, man. Looking forward to just baseball coming back and having everything going on. It's the most wonderful time. Like this time of the year when everything is happening in sports and it gets warmer and the days get longer. It's just a good time to be alive, especially here in New York City. Down in the shore, where I'm from, this is random, but not so random because it popped up on my feed and it made me just go in a time machine. Six Flags Great Adventure in Jacksonville. They knocked down the world's tallest roller coaster, which I didn't know was the world's tallest roller coaster, but at least that's what I'm reading on Twitter. A roller coaster called King Deca. King Deca, I went on one time. I was one and done. I remember going on the student council trip, which, like, if anybody's ever done class office or student council in high school in Jersey, all of the student councils get to go to Six Flags for a day where they don't open the park to the public. It's only open to student councils from every high school in the state. It's sick. I remember, and maybe it's middle school too, because I think I remember seeing, like, I didn't run for student council until one day seeing some of my friends leaving and getting on a bus and being like, where are y'all going? And like, oh, we're going to Six Flags field trip. I'm like, what field trip is this? Oh, student council only. I'm like, student council only? I got to run for student council to get on that. And then I did. And I remember the first year, I think the first year King Dakot opened was my senior year. And I remember getting on King Dakot, and I rode King Dakot one time, one and done. My friend Abby, shout out to Abby Taylor. Abby is the creator of Pliables. If you ever see Pliables in New York or Jersey, whatever, she started Pliables. Abby was also a student council member. She was a year younger than me. She was sitting in a seat, and I was like in line, and there was one open seat. So she's like, you want to jump in this open seat? I'm like, yeah. I cut the line. I jump in that seat. I was not thinking. It was one of those things that, like, you don't take a look at the roller coaster. You don't realize what you're doing. I jumped in that seat. They counted 5, 4, 3, 2. Boom. That roller coaster shot us off so fast. You go out straight up into the sky. And in seconds, I remember being so high in the air that I thought I saw the buildings in New York City from there. Like, I thought that, like, I don't know. I was young. It was crazy. And that roller coaster, I remember getting off and being like, never again. Like, I felt like I just survived that roller coaster. So now I see that they knocked that down. That just put me in a time machine back down memory lane. You know, you can't talk sports the whole show, but yeah, that was a crazy ride that I didn't ride again. I remember being on Rolling Thunder, and I think there's like El Toro, and I remember going on Batman and Robin and all those rides at Six Flags as a high school kid. But that ride, I was one and done. Anyway, 888-808-1019. We're in for a wild ride with these combine numbers and these guys putting on shows. This guy, Isaiah Bond, he's super confident. He said he's going to break the record. He says he's going to break the 40 record. Kid out of Texas, I think he transferred from Alabama to Texas. And Xavier Worthy obviously broke the record last year, I think, at 4.22. Well, Isaiah Bond is so confident that he can run a 4.21. He said he might even run 4.1. And he said it with his chest. Like, I'm breaking the record. I feel good. I'm breaking the record. So, let's see it, Isaiah Bond. Looking forward to seeing you do it the way he was confident. All these guys are this confident. I was just reading about this kid out of South Carolina, Nick Emanworthy. No, I'm saying Worthy, like Xavier Worthy. Nick Emanworthy. And his quote, super confident. I mean, I guess you got to be. And you know what? I think now with so many years of the combine and the coverage, they tell these kids to be confident. He says, a safety like me hasn't come through this league in a long time. A lot of size, a lot of speed, a lot of ability. So kid coming out of South Carolina, talking the talk. And I tomorrow I'm watching the combine. I'm trying to get my son to watch. I can sit there and just watch these guys compete and the commentary on it. It is fun for me. It is something that I trained and did as a kid. I got to compete in the Northeast Combine. I think I've told that story about Tyrod Taylor being there. Tyrod Taylor was a year younger than me. And then I got to compete at the Penn State Nike Combine with Myron Roll and LaShawn McCoy and Joe Hayden and a few other guys that went pro. So I can always watch these guys jump and do the vert and the long jump and the shuttles and run the drills and the 40 and bench. And, you know, you're just seeing the next class, the next group of guys. One guy that didn't have to do anything at the combine, speaking of Texas, as we talked about, Isaiah Bond and Xavier Worthy, Justin Tucker, come on down. You know, somebody hit me and they were like, yo, have the same energy for Justin Tucker that you had for Deshaun Watson. I said, oh, certainly. Of course. Why wouldn't I have the same energy for Justin Tucker, the kicker, from the Baltimore Orioles, the Baltimore Ravens. Remember when Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce were warming up, and Justin Tucker was like kind of being a pest and was like in the way of where they were warming up with his kicking tee and like didn't want to move, and they moved it, and some people took his side. Well, maybe this guy is just a weirdo jerk. Maybe this guy is just not a good guy. So obviously there's been some allegations against him, and he has now spoken out, and even his wife has spoken out, kind of proclaiming his innocence. He said, "I did not act inappropriately." Well, what did you do, boss? What did you do? You didn't act inappropriately, but what did you do? This whole thing with these athletes going to get massages and I guess assuming there's happy endings or forcing themselves on the women that are doing the jobs, it's despicable, you ask me. I've had a bunch of massages. Every time I go on vacation, if there's a spa and I can get the massage, I do it. I've got the massage up at that, what, Aerie Spa? Where is that in? Like Weehawken? You go like Fort Lee? I like the feeling of like a massage. I'm a former athlete, right? Like when you play football, you need these athletic massages. Justin Tucker is a kicker. You don't get hit. Your leg is sore. Why do you need so many massages? This is peculiar, right? So, you know, he talked about, it devastates me to know that anyone I've worked with would not have felt respected and valued as a professional, but more importantly, as a person, to anyone who has felt otherwise, I'm sorry. So he is apologizing. He isn't coming out and saying this is completely false and not true. But he goes on to talk about, you know, getting body work done. And where is this from my notes? Justin Tucker has denied the inappropriate behavior during professional body work treatment, despite allegations from 16 massage therapists across 8 different Baltimore spas and wellness centers. 16? What, 16 different massage therapists, 8 different spas? Why don't you just go to one or two? Or why don't you just have it done at the facility? This smells like Deshaun Watson all over again. And supposedly this happened not recently, this happened years ago, and now it's reaching the surface. Yeah, inappropriate behavior between 2012 and 2016. When he was just, I guess, younger and coming into the league, right? He's 35. So back then he was in his mid-20s. I can tell this dude's a creep. This dude definitely was in there trying to get the happy ending off. It's funny, right? I was just watching The White Lotus, another thing not sports, with my wife. And the weird dude that they have in The White Lotus goes to get a massage. And then he's mad after the massage because, oh, it didn't include a happy ending. These dudes just be weird, bro. These dudes just be weird. And they're going to figure it out with Justin Tucker. They're going to find out exactly what he did. But he'll be fine. What happened to Deshaun Watson? Deshaun Watson ended up getting the largest guaranteed contract in the NFL. They got him up out of Houston, but somebody else ended up paying him. Justin Tucker's just going to retire. He started to fall off a cliff this year anyway. But I'm like, man, where are these guys? These are NFL players. These NFL players have wives, girlfriends, and they're NFL players. They're millionaires. Right? You could find these chicks anywhere. Why do you have to, you know, it's a weird, like, fetish type thing. It's a weird, like, sexual addiction type thing. These guys, like, they watch too much Pino. They get into these situations and they think they can get this stuff off. 16 different women. 16 different massage therapists. So that means you probably were playing the numbers game. You just kept taking a swing here and there. And if you get one out of 16, one is enough. What a shame. 888-808-1019. I got some other things to bring to the table that I wanted to talk about, but you guys are on the line. Let's go to Joey in Freehold. Joey, you're on the Fan.
What up, man?
What up?
Yo, honestly, talking about Six Flags and all that, I can definitely, you know, see you with that guy in the line, you know, smoking that herb online, sneaking in the Hennessy on the line, you know what I'm saying? Just like,
as a high schooler, what do you think of me? I was straight edge.
Nah. Come on now, man.
Nah, no way.
Get that thumb done, you know what I'm saying?
No, I didn't drink in high school, didn't do anything in high school. I had to make it out, but I know some of the homies that used to partake at Six Flags. Nah, I was straight edge, sober, on all the rides.
But yeah, I wanted to talk about Yanks a little bit. What do you think about having a little bullpen game every couple weeks, beginning of the year till like June, having like, you know, kind of how the Dodgers do it, just so we can save a couple of these arms? Because, I mean, no one, you can't win a championship in April, but, you know, having these guys hurt, we need them on the team, you know?
Why would we? I was actually proposing that for the Mets. Why would the Yankees have to go bullpen game? We'll see what happens with Heel. But other than that, the rotation is fine with veterans. Thanks for the call, bro. And I mean, I can't thank you for assuming that I smoke weed and drink Hennessy. I'm not a big Hennessy guy. And I don't smoke. Especially as a kid, I could see you as the guy in the line. Like, nah, you got me messed up, Brody. I was an all-state quarterback. So I didn't do any type of extracurriculars. I remember growing up as a kid being deathly afraid of getting trapped in my situation, being stuck there. So I didn't drink. I didn't smoke. Man, I was even scared of girls. I did not want to knock up a girl. I played that, you know, in that game, you know. I was deathly afraid of not actually, you know, taking my – I got my first scholarship offer when I was 16. So, like, when you get a scholarship offer as a junior in high school, you basically have a golden ticket. I had the Willy Wonka golden ticket out. And so I was paranoid. Like, I didn't want to get a DUI. I didn't want to get drunk and have any type of stuff go on. I definitely never had any type of drugs because I didn't want to get caught with – possession. And yeah, didn't want to have any baby mamas. Had to get out of my situation and knew that would happen. But yeah, Yankees bullpen games. Nah, no more of that Chad Nestor. Remember doing Chad Nestor, Chad Green and Nestor Cortez open? Like, we don't have to do that. The Yankees have plenty of depth. Right? I think before I was going through, it's Garrett Cole, it's Max Fried, it's Carlos Rodon. Clark Schmidt had a cranky back, but he's fine, right? And now Marcus Stroman is the fifth starter because of Luis Gil being shut down. But we'll see what the MRI reveals. Luis Gil had his rookie year last year. So what? Marcus Stroman gets put in there. JT Brubaker I spoke on as well because he took that ball to the ribs. He's going to be down for some time, but Carlos Carrasco is on this team, the former Met. They signed him. Will Warren has already pitched, and he made some starts last year. The Yankees have no reason to go bullpen game. Maybe you need to lay off the weed. Maybe you have had too many sips of the Hennessy on a Friday night. The Yankees aren't going bullpen games. 888-808-1019. Ross in Bergen County back on the fan. What up, Ross?
Keith, how you doing, man? Good talking to you.
You know, hanging out, talking about anything here.
Yeah, loopy. Loopy on the
loopy
late night.
Loopy on the late night. That's the time.
Can't make it up. Hey, I know you're big on the Twitter / X. Did you see, and sorry if you brought it up, I might have missed it. Did you see all the scoop on the NBA, you know, NBA Centel? Like the parody account?
Yeah, Centel account.
Yeah.
What
and
about it?
There's a whole rumor that it got suspended, but then the guy came back a day later, so people think he intentionally deactivated, but he had like half the league, like the official Twitter accounts were, you know, tweeting this win was, you know, for a poor one out for Centel. I mean, this is a guy tweeting from his mother's basement. He's got the Heat, Kings, Spurs, Celtics, Jazz tweeting about him, dedicating wins to the guy. I mean, this is something Ball Sack Sports, MLB Facts were never able to do. They couldn't hold a candle to this guy.
Yeah, that guy, he's got over half a million followers. And
yeah.
Yeah, I think everybody in the NBA Twitter circles are aware of his account.
That's the thing. If you're going to troll, you got to do it right. And how many times I call you, and I think recently, I don't think I brought it up to you, and I saw it. Even actually, my buddy shot me a text. He said Jack Curry got hacked again. And it was just another one of those crypto things. I've been on hold with you twice where Jack Curry got hacked between when I called in and I was on the air. And that guy's password has to be like his first name, last name, 123. Unbelievable.
Curry Jack.
Can't make it up, man. Hey, I missed a lot of the Knick game tonight. I did catch the OG buzzer beater. You know, I was wasting my time watching the other team.
You're watching the Rangers lose 3-2.
Oh, the freaking disgrace. Igor should be a family man. And, you know, he'd be lucky if, you know, I'd pray for his family because he probably can't do that right either. It's just a freaking joke. And you see teams like I think Winnipeg's kind of the exception, but you see teams like the Capitals and I guess the Wild too. Gustafson's a wreck, but it's just, you know, people, I'd say, that draw the parallel between the quarterback in football to the goalie in hockey. It's not even a comparison, because I when you have, like, Foles is such an anomaly in football. When you go down the line in hockey of teams that have won with mediocre goalies, I mean, I wouldn't say there's more than of mediocre goalies than elite goalies, but it's pretty close to 50-50. And the fact that we tied down 11.5, not to mention the 7.5 mil to Lafreniere we dished out, where I saw a stat, he's got like 8 even strength points or something since they gave him that extension. Meanwhile, Kako and Hedl are thriving outside the organization. So I don't know how many just morons in this front office is going to take before one by one all these draft picks that we have don't pan out here. They go elsewhere. They finally start to shine. And here we go. Lafreniere is the one that's going to be here forever. So I don't know, man. And one last thing, I got to get this out. I'm not trying to swing one way or the other politically. Did you see the Zelensky clip though? And maybe it reminded me one thing Zelensky and Heyman got, John Heyman got in common is they can't even believe it.
Thanks for the call, Ross. 888-808-1019. Taking the internet online to on air. It's like you have to be on Twitter to know some of these things. Anyway, let me see if I can get another call in here. As I'm going through things, I did want to talk about St. John's too. And I heard BT talking about it and I had it in my notes. And, you know, I understand being humble, and I understand not cutting down the nets and having bigger goals. But I just think that it's been so long. Like, it's a ceremonial thing. It's like something that it's just such a sign. Like, I think they have to do it. And if coach got to look away, they got to look away. But now that everybody's talking about it, it's got to get done. Don't jinx it. St. John's got to actually get to the point where they can cut down the nets and then make that decision. But it's a ceremonial thing, and it's been years. I think I heard BT say, man, do it for the fans that did not quit on the team, that have been there all these years waiting for that moment that they get it done. And, I kind of now I want to see it happen. I kind of now feel like, yeah, you got to cut down the nets, but you know how sports work. You got to go out and win the games to get the right to do that. Derek is in White Plains, New York on the fan. What's up, Derek?
Hey, Keith, what's going on?
Hanging out. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, just wanted to call. I'm a student at St. John's. I totally agree with you about cutting down the nets. It's been a while. I grew up in Connecticut, so all my friends and family are UConn fans, so it's great to have, like, this bit of pride being a student, and I just love your show. I've been listening to your show for the last, like, year now, ever since my aux cord broke in my car, and now I'm just addicted. I got the app, so just wanted to call in and say all my appreciation.
Yo, thank you for that, Derek. That's interesting. So, you know, I was just talking to someone about the state of, like, radio and digital media. And this will segue into another thing that I wanted to bring to the table before we break. 888-808-1019. And I see John in Massbeth. He was lurking. He was on. He dropped off. He came back. John, we'll go to you, and we'll have that conversation when we come back. But, you know, new cars now, you can't pop a CD in. You obviously can't pop a cassette in. But now new cars are built for, you know, CarPlay, Apple CarPlay, and for you to plug your phone in an aux cord. And, you know, I see a future where they might not have a dial on, you know, the dashboard of these cars. Like, they might not have an FM dial. Definitely don't need AM, you know. There might just be a future where it's like, hey, you have to stream the radio into your car and stream on the Odyssey app or wherever. And there's a lot of people. I'm not streaming my show via video tonight, but there's a lot of people that I started watching my radio show on my social channels via streaming. And I was, you know, reading an article and talking to someone about how, like, you know, if people like you and they like your show and you give them the option to watch, they'll watch so they can see you and hear you. And if they're home, they're more inclined to do that. But, like, if you are in the car, you can't watch and drive. it's strictly just making a choice. And it's, you know, WFAN is never going anywhere. It's just, it's such a rare thing that we have here between, you know, legacy hosts and fans and callers. You know, there's some of you that listen every day. You're never calling. You don't want to be on the air. You're just, you're there, but like, you're not looking to be involved in the show. Ross in Bergen County, who I just had on, Ross is on the fan every day, multiple times a day. And he's a kid, you know, he's a high school kid. You know, when I first came into WFAN, someone told me, oh, you're taking a radio job. Radio is going to die in a couple years. And I'm like, no, it's not. And they're like, oh, kids don't listen to the radio. And like, how many of my shows have you heard young kids call in? 12, 13. They're not even supposed to be calling. They're supposed to be 18 and up. They're listening on the Odyssey app. And for Derek to say that his aux cord died, right? That's one way. Like, your aux cord might be messed up where you can't plug the phone in. So you got to spin that radio dial. And you could listen to the music stations. But when you listen to the music stations, I don't think I ever listen to music stations anymore, because okay, the music I want to listen to, I can hit a playlist and it plays all songs that I chose. Music stations, it's like, I don't know. Some of this new hip hop and some of these new artists, I can't listen to. And it's random. But when it's sports talk radio, whether you like the host or not, if you like sports, the conversations, and that's why I really try to not just stay on one thing. I try to talk about every different thing, because I know somebody might be more of a baseball fan, a basketball fan, a football fan, and then add some of my real life stories, and then add, you know, something else that's not just sports, so that when you're listening, you get a full breadth of like a lot of different things. But I thought that was interesting that Derek said he started listening because his aux cord died, so he started listening on the radio, and he likes my show so much, now he has the app. And he listens on the app. I appreciate it. 888-808-1019. You know, this radio station and being on this radio station has grown my name and my personal brand. It's crazy. I'm wearing a New York Red Bulls jersey in here tonight. And I was able to do some work with the New York Red Bulls in their campaign for this 2025 season. They have their home opener tonight over in Harrison, New Jersey, against the Nashville MLS team. And they just put out a video tonight with me doing the voiceover, kind of hyping up the stadium and the team. And they pulled me in. And it's crazy. Like, before I was on WFAN, I wasn't watching the NHL. I wasn't watching MLS. But now I'm a Red Bulls fan. I'm a Devils fan. And I just got to shout out the New York Red Bulls. I know Tiki does some of their reads, and he's been over there as well. I just got to shout out the New York Red Bulls for featuring me in their campaign to kick off the season this year. And, you know, it came from my guy Anthony, who listened to me talk about the Nets, and, you know, some other people, man. It's just crazy. You don't know who's listening, and you don't know where this type of stuff can take you digitally. You know, the radio is alive. It's strong and well here at WFAN because of people like yourselves that listen and hosts that are here 1:30 in the morning, and the fact that we do keep live hosts and producers all day, every day, and this isn't automated, and I've got a full rack of calls now, so let me break. Dial 888-808-1019 if you'd like to join the show. When we come back, we'll take the rest of the calls. This is Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll be right back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and 3-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Home to talk New York sports is WFAN. Call us anytime at 888-808-1019. The Fan, 1019 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
The last stretch here of the last show for me this week. These weeks have been crazy, man. They've been good, though. You know, it's not a dead period. There really is no dead period. I think we call it a dead period after the NFL, obviously, because, you know, the NBA, there's the All-Star weekend and then hockey, too. But it's like, man, you know, we've had plenty to talk about, from the Four Nations face-off, which was a pleasant surprise, and then specifically here in New York, WFAN, when spring training hits, of course, there's going to be conversations. For me, I could not wait to do these shows with the Yankees. You know, for me, just 2 weeks ago, I came in and I talked about Marcus Stroman. Shout out to Stroman. He kind of gave me a bump on that content, just defended him being home. I'm like, the Yankees allowed him to be there. And, you know, I'm like, he spent an extra day with his son. And then going into the next week, I think it was like Tuesday, Boone got the extension Wednesday, and I called it like the day before. I'm like, Boone's going to get an extension. I'm like, you can bank on him getting an extension before we get another third baseman or add another bat. And then that happened. And then Friday last week, it was the facial hair policy. And then Sunday was them changing Frank Sinatra, New York, New York, after losses not being played. And like, these were all things that I like talked about or campaigned for online and on air. I'm just like, boom, 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 boom. I was like, I had a good run. And then obviously with everything else mixed in from, you know, Matthew Stafford and that whole quick saga, and now Aaron Rodgers. And, you know, when I was on yesterday, we talked about left field with the New York Yankees. And I wasn't panicking, but for me, I'm just like, okay, this isn't working. And, you know, before we take another call on that, I was listening to C-Mac's show last night. And, you know, he mentioned Trent Grisham. And he mentioned me. And he was like, you know, it's like I was listening to Keith talk about, you know, putting Trent Grisham out there in left field. You know, you're not paying a guy $6 million to to be a left fielder. He's a world-class center fielder. No, bro. $6 million. First off, the Yankees paid Josh Donaldson $6 million to go away and do nothing. It's not a lot of money. And, like, if we have the same energy for $18 million Marcus Stroman, oh, go to the bullpen if they tell you to go to the bullpen. Trent Grisham can play left field, at least in spring training. I just want to see something. Just let me see something, okay? Dominguez is struggling over there. Maybe he might not be a guy that can track the ball in left field this year. We need his bat. So let me just see something. If you can move Belly to right, why can't you move Belly to left? Or when Trent Grisham gets back, tell Trent, yeah, we know you're world-class at center field, but we might need some help in left field. Let's just experiment. Let me see something. John is in Massbeth on the fan. What's up, John?
Hey, what's going on, man?
You know, talking the talk.
Yeah, so I heard what Ross said about Jack Curry, his Twitter account getting hacked for like the 100th time this year. Right? What's funny about that is a couple weeks ago, I tweeted at Jack Curry. I was like, let me know when the next time your account gets hacked so I can buy that little coin he has. You know, his Twitter account's getting hacked over some meme coin.
Yeah.
And this dude calls me a troll, then he blocks me on Twitter, Jack Curry.
Oh, did
he? This dude's got to change his... Yeah, listen. This dude's got to change his password from, like, Yankees 1 to, like, something else. A bit more complicated. Because it's pretty obvious he's not changing his password.
I can't wait to run into Jack again and be like, bro, what's going on with the Twitter account?
Yeah, tell him to change his password, man. But besides that, listen, Dominguez... I know you saw I said he's struggling in left field. Who else better to learn left field than Yankee Stadium than from Brett Gardner? So someone in the organization's got to get to Brett, man. Get him down to camp as an instructor. Try to mentor Dominguez and place him in left field. I know you think it won't happen, but someone's got to try at least, man.
Well, thanks for setting me up, John. 888-808-1019. The curse of Brett Gardner is what we're currently watching in left field for the Yankees. They go get Andrew Benintendi. He gets hit by pitch. He plays a month for the Yankees. He's not available. They go get Joey Gallo. He's one of the worst hitters we've ever seen for the Yankees. And it's just been a revolving door. They throw IKF out there. They throw Oswaldo Cabrera out there. They throw... anybody out there, Tim LeCastro, and now they throw, you know, Aaron Hicks. I could keep probably just thinking of names going back, like the different guys we've seen out there in left field for the Yankees. It's been a joke. Miguel Andujar, Clint Frazier. they throw Dominguez out there now, and it's like, yo, we just won't learn. Verdugo did play a decent left field, but, like, Brett Gardner is not coming back. And I understand you saying no one played it better than Gardy. Yeah, this is currently the curse of Brett Gardner in left field. I know someone called and tried to say there was a curse of Joe Girardi on the Yankees, and then, you know, the Yankees end up making it a World Series. You know, there's a curse of Gardy in left field. And what I say about Gardy not coming back, Gardy's not coming back to coach. You've seen Andy Pettitte. You see Roger Clemens. You see CeCe Sabathia. I see my guy Bucky Dent down there. No. Willie Randolph, Gator. Like, Brett Gardner wouldn't come back to celebrate the 2009 World Series at Old Timers Day. Brett Gardner feels some type of way about how the Yankees supposedly kept his locker open and then kind of sent him off unceremoniously and gave Volpe his number 11, and then there's just, we're done with you, you know. You know, I remember hearing about his farm in South Carolina and how he goes... And he detaches, and, like, you can't reach him. Like, there's no cell service out there on the farm, and he's not on a cell phone. I also remember hearing about his son and how good his son is at football and how, like, locked in he is on being a dad with his kid. Brett Gardner's not coming up here to help Jason Dominguez play left field. 888-808-1019. The Yankees got to figure that out. And it is, like, ticking. The time is we're running out of time. I just don't believe that he's going to be solid in left field in the next 27 days, 26 days, right? It's March 1st. Like, the 27 is going to come. So if it's me, I am not married to the idea that Jason Dominguez is my starting left fielder. I'm also not married to the idea that he has to learn left field. He's been struggling. You want this kid to be confident. You need his bat. You may ask him to lead off. Trent Grisham, yeah, you're on the team making $6 million. Who cares? Learn how to play left. You've played. You have 17 games in your career at left field. That's more than Jason Dominguez. Let's experiment with Jason Dominguez back in center field. Let's have him make some plays, catch some balls, get his confidence back up, and then maybe we put him back out there. I don't know. It's just a thought. Ralph is in the Bronx where the Yankees will be in 26 days. What's up, Ralph?
Yeah, what's up, Keith?
Holding it down.
And I just want to call in real quick and just tell you, like, you and Marin, bro, love listening to you. Every time I tune in, like, you're my favorite host on the show. I just want to ask you, but, like, what's, like, the best way I can, like, meet you one day, you know, dap you up and I like, get a picture with you, like, sporting event? Like, where at?
Yeah, if you live in the Bronx, I spend a lot of time in the Bronx from March to October, and I'm not hard to find up there at all. Just hit me on Twitter, Instagram. My DMs are open. Man, I've gone out of my way to meet so many people in person because I'm extremely flattered and humbled by the amount of love that I get. Like, it's honestly crazy to me because, you know, I don't know. I'm still very much new and, like, not to the level of, like, thinking I'm, like, famous or, like, a star or, like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I'm at Yankee Stadium. Yeah, you could easily find me, and I'll buy you a beer, you know, and you can come kick it with me and some of the creatures, some of the homies in the Bronx. So, like, I'm assuming you're a Yankee fan.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, bro, what's, like, your size of fitted hat? I'd love to, you know, get you a hat or something, you know?
Now, I'm an 8 because I grew my hair. I got the largest size hat that they make to, you know, put the locks
on.
But, yeah, whatever social media you use, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, hit me on there. Be like, yo, it's Ralph from the Bronx. I talked to you. And, yeah, we'll link at the stadium, bro. And I appreciate you calling and expressing that.
Yeah, you're the man, bro.
Yeah, thank you.
You're the man, bro. Thank you, man. You're the best, bro. For real.
Thank you, Ralph. 888-808-1019. You know, that's another thing, too, is, like, we're into the new year, and I don't know, man. I'm hitting a just different level, and it's obviously because of what I put in, but it's because of the amount of people I've been able to reach and touch, and it's getting crazy. Like, the amount of opportunities I'm getting, the amount of people reaching out, the amount of people now that, like, I guess have realized that, like, I've figured out how to do this. Like, you know, like, I could have failed. You know, I still get heckled online, and I got haters online, and I don't care about that at all. Like, it's fun. I like going back and forth with people. You know, people tell me I suck, my show sucks, I'm boring on the radio, when are you going to get fired? You know, how do you have a job at the same thing? Like, I think it's funny because it's like, you know how mad those people got to be when someone like Ralph calls or like Derek calls? They're like, if you listen to my show during the week, Monday through Friday, you can't listen to an hour without someone calling and being like, yo, I love your show. Yo, Keith, you're the man. And, like, I'm not telling them to do that. This is completely random. These are blind calls. You know, most of these people I do not know, but I'm thankful for it, man. When I pray at night and when I pray in the morning, I wake up, I thank God that I got to this point because it was quiet for me. It was dark for me. It was, like, it could have went a lot of different ways. Shout out to my boy Zeke. Zeke, if you're out there listening, because Zeke was just going through something, I'm like, bro, we're blessed to make it out of what we started from, like to make it out of like the apartment complex we lived in and the odds stacked against us, like parents being divorced, single parent homes, you know, living on like, psh, bro, I could go on. But to anyone that hears my voice and is a fan of my show or appreciates what I bring to the air, like just know I'm a regular dude that just put in the work and I got more work to put in. And I'm extremely thankful that you give me the time and you listen and you tell somebody else, yo, I listen to this guy. And we're like, that's how it grows. And like now that I've been doing this for going on 4 years, I just realize like this station is powerful. This microphone is powerful. You can reach so many people. And if you put, you know, your heart into it like I do, if you put your soul and passion into it like I do, if you sacrifice like I do, I could be home sleeping with my wife in the bed and my son next door in the room and resting up, but I'm grinding, bro. I'm here and you know, I'm putting in the work and the time and I'm happy to be a host on WFAN and have this time slot and be able to connect with so many of you out there. Let me take these last calls before I run out of time. Dave is in New Haven on the fan. Go for it, Dave.
Keith, what's up, my man? Probably the best host on WFAN. I love your show. Thank you. A couple times I called. Really appreciate you. Keep grinding, bro.
Thank you.
I'm so happy that Stafford signed with the Rams. I have no idea why Joe Shane would even think about signing this dude when you have two very capable rookie quarterbacks coming in, especially Shador, who went through six offensive coordinators and elevated two programs with pedigree of his father and Brady behind him. I have no idea why anyone is thinking about the potentiality of not drafting that kid if he's available.
Even if they got Stafford, they should consider drafting Shador or Cam or whatever. But what tripped me out was, like, they were willing to trade a top pick for 37-year-old Stafford and pay him $90 to $100 million. Like,
exactly.
What is going on with Joe Shane that he's thinking that that is the way? Maybe, I don't know, maybe it was just a bluff. I don't know.
Listen, the privilege is crazy. The way he treated Saquon and gave Daniel Jones the money. Like, I actually like Daniel Jones.
Even the pivot to Brian Burns. You're going to trade for Brian Burns and give him 150 mil. It's like,
Listen, I have no idea how that dude still has a job. Like, I don't...
Made a ton of mistakes.
I don't want anyone to get fired. And he's made some great draft picks. But to be not considering Shador Award, and I listen to this radio and everybody's like, we don't want those guys. And
they're better than what you've had. They're better than what you've had to watch.
I don't want to say why I think that is.
Yeah, you don't have to say it. What's understood don't need to be explained.
Exactly. Steel sharpens steel and iron sharpens iron. You know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're talking about Aaron Rodgers and, like, come on, man.
Jackson Dart. They're going to take Jackson Dart in the second round, maybe.
I'm almost done with these.
You might have to be if they mess this up.
I'm thinking about the thoughts that I have about what's going on in the organization. And I've been with them since the 80s. I'll be 55 years old today. Like, if you're not considering these two guys, it's absolutely asinine that they're not considering these guys.
Well, happy birthday, Dave. I didn't know today. You said you'd be 55 today.
No, I said this year.
Oh, I thought you said that 55 today.
this year. And I've been rocking with them since the 80s, LT and all those guys and, you know, the NASCAR and Eli.
It's right there for them. They got a top three pick. They can move up a pick, move up to the first pick, get one of these two quarterbacks, and they'll change the vibe and culture. Dave, thanks for the call and the compliments. Last call goes to my guy, Tony, across the border from Montreal.
Keith, I got to tell you, man, I come out of work and I say, I got to get myself some of that Keith pie because I can't go home without it before I get there. And I sit in my driveway and I say, I'm going to listen to Keith because no one's up in the house. So I'm not going to play any radio. So I'm out here in the middle of a snowstorm listening to the love you're getting on the radio station. And people are thinking we're getting paid to tell you we like you. This is the best in the world. Tell them you got this crazy Canadian guy calling you from Montreal all the time, chilling with you. Anyway, listen, I read up on that last time we talked about Tyler Shawn, because the thing that killed me is C-Mac reported on X that the Giants are considering this slouch Rodgers to come back and lead them to the playoffs. I don't know, Keith. And then we chatted about Tyler Schrock, right? And I've been following him, and I read up on him. He's, like, unbelievable. The reports on this guy are crazy. He's got a 7-year career. He was at Oregon. He played under three different systems. And he plays under a pro system where he has a tremendous read on defenses at a 6'5", 230. That's pretty amazing. And everybody that talks about his explosive delivery on the ball, whether it's short, medium, or long. and he's rated in that. I think his total overall rating is 83. I hope someone's listening, man. Someone's got to draft this guy. No one's talking about him. He's got a better percentage to TDs to interceptions than even the number 1, 2, and 3.
Oh yeah, thanks for the call, Tony. Yeah, I've been watching it, the way he throws the ball, and you know they have him behind like all these quarter. They have him as like the sixth quarterback being taken. Nah, somebody's going to lock in on him and somebody's going to take him, and we'll hear about it. I think I compared him to like Davis Mills and how Davis Mills ended up starting and getting playing time, and they identified him. But this kid should be better than Davis Mills, not to slight him. Who knows? Nobody knows. That's why we watch. That's why they have the combine. That's why they have the draft. That's why they have talk shows like this and podcasts where everybody, you know, pretends to know and guesses, and then we'll see when it happens. All right, I got to go home. Pete Hoffman's next. We got a big week coming up next week. Everybody enjoy your weekend. Thank you. I'm out of here. Good night.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. WFAN.